He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and a chartered financial analyst, certified financial planner, Barry Kite. Barry, we got a nice start again to the market today.
Yeah, it's been earnings season's been very agreeable.
You know, I mean, leading up to this earnings season, there was a lot of scare and worry and fear about different forces. But I always say, if you don't learn anything else from this show, what it comes down to in the end is earnings, 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 and more earnings. And that's what we're going to get today. The Dow's up 167, 35,657. Not a new high, but closing in on it. The Dow, or the S&P 500 is up 27 to 45.79. S&P 500 being led by, Ford is a big winner today. Ford is one of the biggest winners in the market today, believe it or not. They're restoring their dividend, of all things. Not much of one, but they are going to pay a dividend. The NASDAQ's up 114 to 15,349, and I haven't looked, but that's pretty close, getting very, very close to its all-time high. The small caps are leading the way today. Boy, they've been volatile, up 1.2% on the Russell 2000. Crude oil is down 25 cents to $82.41. Gold just hovers around 1,800 while Bitcoin continues to rise. It seems like Bitcoin's become the new gold. Mining for Bitcoin. You should be mining for Bitcoin instead of gold. Gold is up $7 per ounce. Silver's up 6 cents. The 10-year yield has come back all the way down to 1.56. And Bitcoin up 2,449 to 61,544. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show, and coming into this earnings season, I actually put a few hedges in place, just small ones, because we had a lot of things that were very, very worrisome. Remember the worry list you went through, Barry, a couple of weeks back, two, 3 weeks back? I haven't heard about that.
Five balls in the air, right? We had, we had China. China was the beach ball at the time, and it's been pretty quiet there.
Quiet.
But, what is it, winning, in sports, it's winning, covers all your,
Yes.
In this instance, I think it's earnings is kind of,
Exactly. And we had inflation worries, we had supply chain worries, we had rising corporate tax threats, and seemingly it hasn't all gone away. The only one that's really gone away, China is going to come to the fore again. The inflation is still out there, and I think it's going to go longer than expected. The supply chain, I was listening to Bert Flekinger this morning, who's just an expert on the retail. He says it's grim. The supply chain is grim. We have not seen the effects yet. But he said you better get your Christmas shopping done in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a grim. The Grinch is going to steal Christmas.
It's supposed to be a commerce, an e-commerce. It's supposed to be the biggest ever because essentially they're not going to be able to get anything in the stores. It's going to be easier for them to send it from the warehouse to your house than it is from a warehouse to the store then to you.
Yes, and he claims that the best positioned company out there right now, and it shouldn't surprise you, is Amazon.
Right, yep.
And they will report after the close tonight, but just a little warning shot across Amazon's bow here. Shopify reported earnings this morning, and they're kind of like back to normal. You know, that was one of the hottest stocks in the entire market during COVID. That's a lot of people that have little shops out there online and not running inventory and that kind of warehouses and actual physical stores. And Shopify is pretty disappointing earnings and sales. So I don't know if that's going to spill over to Amazon. But it could. And like you say, these earnings have pretty much overcome all of these different worries that we had. I always say, you know, that is one of the most important lessons I've learned in my two decades in the market. Is at the end of the day, I don't care whether it's an individual stock like Facebook or any, name any stock that has a controversy right now, and I don't care if it's the S&P 500. In fact, that's the most important one to watch of all, the earnings expectations and estimates and actual earnings being reported from those S&P 500 companies. And, you know, all the other worries are buried by the biggest impact and influencer on the market, and that's earnings. And we are, once again, having a good earnings season. It's rare to see a company that misses, really, Barry, as you watch these reports.
Yeah, if you miss, a.k.a. Robinhood, right, you just
Robinhood,
get punished.
Snap. Today was Shopify, Snap. Right. I mean, you can name the misses. The big misses, really, on one hand. Maybe, you know, about 15%. So at the end of the day, 75 companies in the S&P 500 will miss, and about 85% will beat their earnings estimates. Yesterday we had a very flat day, but there were a couple standouts for me. I think the stock of the day, Google or Alphabet, that thing hit a new all-time high yesterday, $1.94 trillion. It's close to becoming a $2 trillion company. It had a massive breakout yesterday, a little quiet today, but it's getting close to the 3,000 mark, 2,908. And, you know, the other one that impressed me yesterday, it was one of ours. Which one was it? We had a very strong... Well, NVIDIA was very impressive yesterday. Tonight, we're going to get not only Amazon reporting earnings after the close of the market, but the Big Apple. The Big Apple will report iPhone sales, their service revenue, their supply issues, and that's probably, you know, their number one issue facing them right now is getting the supplies that they need to meet the demand for the iPhone 13. Apple was up pretty strong here. When I looked, checked just a minute ago, it was up 2%. That's a nice breakout on Apple, up 2.1%. And we have gotten quite a few new clients in the last couple of weeks, and I did put them into, I don't put them into all of our stocks on day one, but I did add more Apple yesterday. I really like the chart in Apple. That's a really nice smiley face there, a nice saucer pattern, and a breakout today for Apple. But you know what? It's always, we'll see what happens tonight. It's pretty rare for Apple to miss earnings. That's all I can say. Now, Amazon, here's the one. Let's check in on Shopify really quickly, which would be probably the closest comparable to Amazon. Shopify's actually up now 4.4%.
Yeah, and they got nailed in the after hours, and so
so
a lot of that, if you look at the chart, you can see the down, you know, you see the downdraft, but it's kind of hard to, it's hard to see it in terms of, you know, just looking at percentages, because it's, you know, a lot of that dropped after they announced. But
yeah.
A little bounce today, what, up about 4% right now.
Yes, and really expensive stocks like this, you know, P.E. ratio 196. You know, those after-hours people, they're the nervous ones, okay? They're just waiting, and as soon as they see that earnings report come out, they act, they panic, they run, they scream, they cry, they roll on the floor. And Shopify missed a little bit, and when you're playing that really high P.E. game like that, with stocks, there could be some panic involved.
Price for perfection.
Yes, if they sold last night. But here's the one thing that I would say about Shopify. They announced that they have a more normalized spending. The consumer has kind of gotten back to normal as opposed to that voracious consumer coming out of the house for the first time after COVID. But I don't think Shopify carries the kind of clout that Amazon does. But we'll see. There's an interesting IPO coming out today. I'm going to add this to the app. Global Foundries, GFS, this is a blockbuster IPO. Most of the semiconductor companies have gone fabless. The Fabless Four, they don't make their semiconductors, in other words, companies like Qualcomm. And there's a big business for the foundries. Of course, Taiwan Semiconductor, the biggest one in the world. But today, Global Foundries, out of Malta, New York, is going public, and I'm going to really keep my eye on that. The symbol is GFS. It's going to come out at about $26 billion. With a B. This is Bill with a B and Barry with a B. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. I'll be working on the newsletter today a little bit, feverishly tomorrow. It goes out tomorrow before the close of the market. You want to get this week's newsletter. It's been a jam-packed week full of earnings reports, earnings revisions, macro outlook changes, economic reports, upgrades, downgrades. You can get the newsletter. We made a big buy yesterday, too, a very large buy in a new stock. You can get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. That only goes out to our clients and our live trading subscribers, but I do offer those 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. I know what stock I'm going to feature in the last quarter of the show. I won't say now, but it's number 2 ranked in the Best Stocks Now app, and it is breaking out. What a beautiful chart on a we'll call it a green energy, a renewable energy stock. Number 2 ranked in the Best Stocks Now app right now. Okay, now, we got to talk about GDP. It wasn't very good. I mean, right. I wouldn't be proud of that if I was in charge of the economy. 2%? With us coming out, with companies not being able to hire enough workers and the demand that's out there, they get 2% GDP. I mean, I didn't even see any comments from the current administration on it, but that's pretty bad. That's a stinker. Jobless claims down 10,000. That's okay, 281K. But how many people left their jobs last month? Like 4 million, a record amount of people left their jobs. What do they do for a living, Barry?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if they're you know, some of it, of course, is turnover, leaving and going other places. But, you know,
I guess
at some point, we keep seeing these numbers over and over again. And so at some point, I mean, it's not a, you know, the job market can't be a, you know, it can't be a merry-go-round. At some point, you got to stop and actually do some work and learn whatever your new job is, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got to land somewhere.
Trading up, I guess. I don't know. But
okay, now here's my quiz of the day. Do you know what Shiba Inu is? Shiba Inu.
I do. It's the Doge. It's the new Doge coin, or however you say. I still haven't figured out how to say Doge coin. Yeah, but the Shiba Inu. It's not a Pokemon. It's not a dog. You know, an actual dog. It's a virtual. It's a cryptocurrency, a meme currency. Through the roof, though.
Yeah, I just really, really worry about how this is all going to end at some point in time, because now we've had meme stocks, which means the only reason they're going up is because of the chatter out there. You know, I mean, the ultimate meme stock was GameStop and then AMC. And, I mean, almost on a daily basis, there's a meme stock here or there. But a meme coin now. Okay, it was Dogecoin because Elon was tweeting about it. But now Shiba Inu is a different Now, there's all these new words in our vocabulary. This is a puppy meme coin. It's inspired by a puppy. So is there a Shiba dog? I guess there is, huh?
It does have a little character. You know, of course, like any good meme stock, it has a character, right? So you can, to get you excited about it. And that's about all I got on Shiba.
Yeah, I mean, here's a coin that was inspired by a puppy. And the other word is flippening. Flippening. It's flippening.
I read that word today. What does that mean? Can you, do you
I've
know
never
that
heard of that word before.
I read it
new
today.
To our alphabet. And Doge also went back 36% to 32 cents today. And rumors are circulating that Shiba will soon be listed on the popular stock trading app Robinhood. Oh, boy. Okay. Look, you do what you want to do out there with your money, trading puppy-inspired meme coins is not for me. Caterpillar, now let's go to the other end of the universe, a big blue-chip industrial stock. They had a pretty good report, but Caterpillar's ranked like number 2,930, the big cat. They had a very easy Q3 beat. It is a member of the Dow, and it is helping. It's part of the Dow's big rise today. CAT is up 2.62%. The other one is Merck, which all of a sudden, you know, Merck has new life with their, I can't pronounce it. It's a long name. There's a lot of consonants. Too many consonants for this early in the morning. Their new drug. That pretty much knocks down COVID. That stock's breaking out. Look at Merck. Merck, which has been a dog of a stock, it's been a Shiba. It's been a meme-themed Shiba for many years, really. I go back.
You're up 4% today. I wonder what the last time it was that they were up. 4% in the last 10 years.
it's still ranked number 2,222, but getting a little bit of lift there from their new COVID drug. For me, too, looking at some of these stocks that stand out today, I don't know. We'll get to Ford. I just don't know that Ford is going to have the sex appeal that Tesla and what's this other one I've been talking about here recently? Lucid Motors and all these others that are out there, Fisker. But Ford is breaking out to a new high today, and they're going to pay a 10-cent dividend. So, that has got the folks excited today. The other one that kind of pops off the page to me today is A.O. Smith. They make water heating equipment, right, and air conditioners and whatnot. But I have noticed that anything energy-related, I think there's a lot of people expecting kind of a disruptive winter with the coal stocks being low at the utilities, with natural gas prices being at all-time highs and kind of in short supply. I'm watching the generator stocks fly higher, the heating stocks, the air conditioning stocks. I don't know what's up with that, but it seems like anything power or energy related seems to be a really hot commodity right now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, a couple of things on A.O. Smith, just when I saw them kind of jumping on the page. I'm like, what do they do? And and I guess one thing that every home has to have, right, I guess, is a water heater. So we're building new homes. The other side of it is maybe you're, not the old water heater where you're continually, doing.
Yeah, the continuous flow.
Right. Where it may be more energy efficient, right?
Right.
In terms of having the, I don't know what kind of water heaters they sell. This one doesn't pop up on my list too often, but, to me, there's got to be great demand for water heaters.
Yeah.
You got to have them in a home.
And then the last one that's kind of popping off the page today is Overstock.com, which, is going against Shopify, and it competes with Amazon, and maybe that portends a good report from Amazon. Overstock's up 19% right now. We'll be back with a lot more of individual names. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Hite. And welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. By the end of the week, we'll be about halfway through this current earnings season. And, you know, I got to be honest, in the 2 weeks leading up to this earnings season, when we were kind of in between news, it was not a lot of news, and the only news seemed to be bad news, the market got pretty dicey. And we tested some very important technical support levels, and it didn't look very good. And I actually put in a couple of small hedges just in case. And then, you know, then the earnings season, and I said, you know, it could just be that we're in between earnings news, which drives the market more than anything. I mean, the Fed, number one, earnings, number two. And I guess I was right on that. Now that the earnings are rolling in, and we've had some big ones this week with Google, Alphabet, with Microsoft. Oh, that was the other one I was trying to think of. Microsoft had a powerful earnings report. That was a terrific breakout to all-time highs. That's another trillion-dollar baby now, $2.4 trillion. Tesla, when did they report? Was that last week or this week? I can't. I think it was
on
Monday.
It's all running together. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. It was Monday. I think it was Monday at the close.
And guess what? Tesla's hitting a new all-time high. I guess it's a meme. It's an everything. It's a meme EV earnings
to the moon.
Powerhouse.
We're going to Mars. We got satellites.
Yeah.
All kinds
yeah,
of
you got Elon Solar. Musk involved and sex appeal galore. $1,071. It's now $65 billion. Like you say, it's added the market cap of Ford just since it passed the trillion-dollar mark. Yeah. I mean, it's just trouncing Ford and GM and Stellantis and all of the others. That is just crazy. It is 1,071. We still own Tesla in our ultra growth portfolio. Okay, some others. I like to check in on some of these stocks. A big gold stock, that's a bellwether, reported today. Newmont Mining, very poor. Okay, if you own the gold miners, you know, there's kind of a following. We call them gold bugs in the business. They go around to all the mining conventions and the mining stock. You know, there's generally, like this has been going on for 30 years, right? And there's always a general theme of the dollar collapsing and the currency ending up, which it could someday. I'm not saying it can't. It just hasn't happened in the last 30 years, and we've had a couple of big runs in gold. We had some big runs in silver, but there hasn't been much to get excited about recently with the precious metals. That doesn't slow down the precious metal commercials on TV, right?
I mean, yeah.
Now some people wonder why I don't run any, don't have any sponsors of my show. I do that for a reason, because I don't want to be a pimp for gold coins and, you know, things like that. I just want to do a pure show. No, nobody telling me what I have to say, what I have to sponsor, what I have to promote. And that's just the way I've chose to, do radio over the years. I'm sure I could find plenty of gold companies that would sponsor my show and different things. You know, whatever. You know, you see all the ads on the financial channels. But I'm not gonna do it. Yum Brands beats by 14 cents. Okay, well that's interesting because they're part of that supply chain and inflation issue. But the stock, not very exciting. And, of course, I'm sure if you asked your kids, Barry, what the three food groups are, they'd say Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
Well, we introduced our oldest when we were out in California. He turned 15, so we went out that way to Del Taco. So now he's not even interested in Taco Bell anymore.
Del Taco is absolutely the worst food I've ever ate in my entire life. In right by where I lived in San Diego, there was an In-N-Out Burger on a pretty busy corner, and next door to it was a Del Taco. There'd be 100 cars lined up for an In-N-Out Burger, and maybe one old beat-up car in the Del Taco line.
Right.
It is a publicly traded stock, and it's a dog.
I did not know that it was publicly traded. I'll have to let him. That's about the only way he's going to get Del Taco now.
The symbol is taco.
Taco.
What else?
That makes a lot of sense.
It's just a garbage stock. And, you know, I mean, Yum Brands has not been a very good stock, although, you know, they didn't really say anything about the inflation or anything like that. Comcast beats by 12 cents. There's another stinker of a stock. It's ranked number 2,195. They continue to grow their earnings, but you know, the cable cutting continues with, you know, cutting the cable and going pure on the internet with your TV. Altria, there's another dog of a stock. I can remember when you know, my father was involved with, he wasn't an endorser for it. He was an artist, and he painted some of the biggest billboards in the country and in the world, and all your big football stadiums and all your biggest highways, the Dan Ryan Expressway, the O'Hare Airport. He hand-painted the Marlboro Man on a giant billboard. They hired him. He was such a good artist, they hired him to just, we don't want you doing anything else. He was under exclusive contract to paint the Marlboro Man. And, of course, the Marlboro Man went away no more in the stadiums. They can't advertise on TV, radio, billboards, print magazines. They used to spend, they had a huge advertising budget.
Took it out of NASCAR, out of the Winston Cup.
Yeah, yep. Everything. They moved it all over to Asia.
Right, that's true.
And most people in Asia smoke, and they smoke the Marlboro Man, and I don't know if they're cracking down there. But that's been a dead stock for years. This thing was $77 in 2000, and 3 years ago, and now it's $45. And I always hear this argument. Look at that dividend yield, 7.8%. How can you pass up this dividend yield? Easy. You're losing more than that in the principal every year. What good does it do to get a 7.8% dividend yield? The stock is down 4.6% today.
People still do it. Yeah, and look at total return. Do the math yourself. I mean, here's a classic article. I'm looking at the name of it right now on October 3rd. Altria's 7.9% yield is just irresistible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you just gave half of it up, over half of it up today.
I see more articles on Seeking Alpha on these big, for whatever reason, Seeking Alpha tilts toward dividend stocks. I guess it's a lot of retired people thinking they can buy a stock and just live off the dividends being paid by AT&T and Philip Morris. And some of the biggest subscription writers on there, like me, premium subscription, they specialize in dividend-paying stocks, right?
Yeah.
And one after another, there's one guy in particular, I'm not going to name him, he says, how can you pass up this dividend? Here's another one that you can retire on. To me, you know what? Look, I don't know what to say. It makes me mad, I guess, to try to bait people into reading your articles because a company offers a big dividend. More often than not, a company that pays a big dividend is a troubled company, a very troubled. It's not a good strategy buying high. I remember visiting a guy in San Diego, and his wife was worried because their portfolio kept going down, and she wondered what he was doing wrong. He was trading it himself, And I looked at it, and it was made up of all high-dividend stocks, 12 to 13%, in a world where 2 or 3 is a high dividend on a quality stock. And I tried to explain it to him, but I could not get through. I could see there was no hope. His portfolio was going to continue to lose principal. He's basically, I mean, what's a Ponzi scheme? Isn't a Ponzi scheme getting back your own money? You know,
and that's what they're doing. I mean, yeah, they think you can do better with the money than they can.
Absolutely.
Tells you a lot about the company. Is that a company you want to invest in? Probably so, not. But
not a good strategy buying high dividend paying stocks. Okay, one other one here. We made cleaned up on this stock last year, Daco, which is a Chinese solar stock. Okay, just the word Chinese makes my left eye start twitching. We got lucky. We made a lot of money in this stock last year. They make earnings. It's also reported, the rumors are, that they have slave labor making and mining this polysilicon and sand to make the polysilicon for the wafer chips and whatnot. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
You got to know where you want to go. Do what you want to do.
And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. Dow about where it was when we started the show. It's up 192 to 35,683. Bitcoin's up 2,845. Ethereum's up 198. The S&P is up 38 right now. And the NASDAQ is up 166. We're up big, too, here at Gunderson Capital. Three stocks jumping off the page. There's more than that, actually. The first one I'm going to mention here is one that we own in our more aggressive portfolios, Mimecast, M-I-M-E. That is a flyer today. Mime is up 6.5%. It's a cloud security risk management service for corporate information, email, broad range of industries. In other words, cybersecurity, very important group right now in the market. This is only a $4.8 billion company. They reported earnings that were better than expected. Their earnings were up 45% year over year, and their sales were up 25%. This one we actually own in our emerging growth portfolio. Emerging growth portfolio. Mime, let me just see where it's ranked right now very quickly. And I'm having an important call today with the app developers. We're getting very, very close to releasing a new version, many upgrades of the app. Maybe you can look that up, Mime, M-I-M-E.
Yeah, it's up 6.5% right now.
What's it ranked in the app?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the app open right now.
I'll pull that part up, too, over here.
Okay.
I tell you, yeah.
The other one that jumps off the page at me today is KLAC, which is a very large company, a very large holding here. It has pulled back a little bit. This is a $55 billion company. It competes with Applied Materials and Teradyne. And, you know, one of the best sectors in the entire market, and it has been for the last two decades, really, it's the semiconductor sector. And the semiconductor sector is basically these days divided into three, I would say. On the one hand, you have the people that actually make the chips, the fab, the foundries like Taiwan and ASX. You have the fabless that design the chips, the AMDs, the Intels, and the Qualcomms of the world. And then you have the companies that make all the equipment, like Applied Materials, KLA. What is a MIME?
Yeah, it's 250. 250.
That's not
basically
bad. Okay.
6,000.
Yeah. Not bad. Okay.
And KLAC, Clack and Lack are doing well today. LAC,
yeah, I noticed that. We don't lack any Clack today. Lack is LAC. That's Lithium America. But my featured stock of the day, I have some drums, not just right next to my office, but you can't hear. We need a drum roll here. This is the beautiful breakout of the day. We made a lot of money in this stock last year, and I sold it earlier this year, and it went into a Deadsville kind of span for several months, and it's now waking up with a vengeance. It's ranked number 2 now in the Best Stocks Now app, Plug Power. I'm not plugging Plug. They're not a sponsor of the show. I don't use Plug Power. I don't even know that they have many products yet. But, you know, they are the leading fuel cell system. Okay, this is what running, this is getting your energy from hydrogen, separating the hydrogen from the oxygen in H2O water. And of course, there's a lot of ancillary companies, Chart Industries, that makes this kind of hydrogen, etc. But Plug Power, Plug is now a $21 billion company. And I would just say that if anybody's going to make it in the hydrogen fuel cell industry, this is by far the leading stock. And that's just a beautiful chart. I don't know if there's news on it, see if there's any news today on Plug.
Yeah, they're partnering with Lyft. They're partnering with Lyft to develop some green hydrogen in Europe. And, you know, the green hydrogen always throws me off. It's because they can create it without blowing up, you know, without creating a hydrogen bomb at the same time.
Right, exactly. I mean, hydrogen has been used in a bad way, too,
yes,
over the years. But to run a Lyft... Well, it'll get you there quicker, you
right.
know, a little bit of that Plug Power. Woo! We're at the airport already. Anyways, Plug is P-L-U-G. It was ranked number 1. It's duking it out every day for the number 1 spot with the financial, the large financial stock. And that's also been a very good sector, in the market. I got a bass fisherman out in front of my house. That's weird. Actually, a kayak fisherman. Look at that stinker. He's fishing my dock. Hey, that's my dock. I had some giant sheep's head under there yesterday. Look at that guy. The nerve of that guy. I think I'll fire a plug over his head or something just to scare him away. Anyways, Plug Power, I've never seen that before. P-L-U-G. Is the featured stock of the day. Now, listen, we made a couple of big buys. I made one in the Ultra Growth portfolio, and I made a very large buy in the same stock. Let's see, I'm thinking, no, just in the Premier Growth portfolio, which is by far our largest portfolio. I made a very large buy there yesterday, brand new stock that we've never owned before. I own some of their products, but we've never owned it in our portfolio. And when I look at the world and I'm looking for the 20 best large cap growth stories out there, this happens to make the grade right now. And I'll be updating my macro outlook. The guy that's been right for the last, since 2008, basically, and making a big, big call last March of 2020, saying go all in, and the market has more than doubled since then. There's going to be some point where I say go all out, you know, and we're gonna protect the harvest, but that time is not here yet. To get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com, and if you're not a do-it-yourselfer, if you'd rather have somebody for a fair fee managing your account for you in a vigilant manner, call and talk with us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm.
All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.